Let's take a break from the news for, 6 minutes or so. A picture is worth a thousand words. You've heard that. But Martin Stewart believes that a sound is worth a thousand pictures. Stewart is a sound and nature recordist, and over the last 50 years, he has collected more than 90,000 sounds in over 50 countries. It is one of the largest collections of natural sound in the world. Katie Sewell of the Bittersweet Life podcast put together this audio postcard.
Costa Rica is a gorgeous place. If you go down to Costa Rica, you can more or less walk into the jungles there and record something beautiful, a soundscape, and there's not a lot of traffic or sound from planes that break the soundscape. As soundscapes go, we don't think of sound becoming extinct, but if years ago I could stick a microphone out on the Serengeti and just record this beautiful soundscape. And now they've put a road right through so that it breaks the soundscape. You have trucks and all sorts of stuff. Such is the amount of human-made noise that is just making the earth a noisy place. Now there are sounds in museums that I've recorded that are extinct now. And I just found out the other day there's another species I have which has been made extinct in 2021, the Bachman Warbler. And I recorded that in 1999, just outside Charleston. Three species that I've recorded are now in museums where you push a button. The northern white rhino. The Hawaiian crow. The Panamanian tree frog. Now, no doubt, the Bachman Warbler will end up the same way. I'm an activist as well as a naturalist, and I stand up for the animals. I try to give the animals a voice. I recorded in Taiji in Japan, where the dolphin massacre goes on, and they kill up to anything around 20,000 dolphins. These beautiful sentient beings are just corralled into this infamous cove area and select the ones they want to train and send off to places like SeaWorld. Then they slaughter the rest. To record something like that, you have to focus pretty hard on it, because you can collapse, you can fall apart. But when you listen to 90 dolphins echolocating in confusion, and then suddenly there's nothing left except the sound of snapping shrimp, it's a powerful message. Some of the sad things, not just about seeing animal abuse and seeing animals diminish, is knowing that we could save this stuff if we just woke up. If we agreed to say we're not the only species on the planet, we need to have all these other animals with us. We don't want to just keep shooting them or not understanding them or being afraid of spiders or afraid of wasps and stuff. Everything has this kind of purpose, and we really need it. Let's protect what we have left. It needs to be done. We've lost something like 80% of wild spaces in my lifetime. We can reverse that. I recorded Chernobyl 10 years after the disaster, and it sounds like paradise. So we can bring those things back, but we just need to make better choices. The birth in spring is beautiful. To listen to newborn animals. The song of a songbird. I mean, there are so many beautiful, beautiful things.